Chapter number 4, Within the Holy Dharma. This is an introduction and welcoming lecture in Govardhan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami always prayed to Giriraj Govardhan, Nija Nikata Nivashaha Dehi Govardhana Tvam. And Rupa Goswami Prabhu also said, Vaikuntaj Janitovara Madhu Puri Tatrapi Rasotsavat Brindaranyam Udarapani Aramanat Tatrapi Govardhanaha Radha Kundang Ihapi Gokula Patehe Premamrita Plavanat Kuryar Asya Virajato Giritate Sevang Viveki Nakaha. At first, we can see Vaikuntha Dham as being a very high place, but above that, the more important place is Mathura, Janitovara Madhupuri. Why? Because Krishna himself is born there. That is his leela there. Narayan, though, does not take birth. He has no birth. He has no father and no mother. But Krishna has his father and mother. That is within his leela. And Vaikuntaj Janitovara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavat. Better than Mathura is Vrindavan, where Krishna has his pastimes with the gopis. And over that place is the highest place, Sri Govardhan. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Giridhari Gandharvika Yatha Krida Kaila. The most worshipful place at the foot of Govardhan is Radhakund. There Krishna and Radharani have their highest prema leela. One who has a little intelligence, he must try to stay in Govardhan, and if possible, he can stay at Radhakund. Everyone, though, cannot stay at Radhakund, but they can stay at the lotus feet of Govardhan. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said that we can stay at the lotus feet of Govardhan and every day go to Radhakund and serve Radhakund, Shyamakund, etc. The devotees will stay at Govardhan and render service in their gopi bhava, their transcendental service mood form of a gopi. The gopis also stay in Govardhan. The Sakis and Manjaris stay in Govardhan, and every day for their service to Radha Krishna they go to Radhakund. In the night they do not all stay with Radha Krishna. Only a few stay, and the others return to Govardhan and spend the night there up to 3 o'clock in the morning. Then at 4 o'clock they start their seva again at Radhakund and spend the whole day there. When Radha and Krishna go to sleep, they again return to Govardhan. At that time only a few, like Rupa Mandari, stay for the service of Radha Krishna, in order to massage their lotus feet and give them some nourishment. At night they are engaged in their leela, and the Mandaris also help that, but the Sakis cannot enter that place. Only the Mandaris can go there at that time. Sometimes Krishna is tired and very much in need of a glass of water, but nobody can go inside at that time. Only the Mandaris can go. That is a very high thing, and it is not a matter discussable by us, but it is happening. Ourselves, we will stay at the lotus feet of Govardhan and pray to Krishna, or rather Srimati Radharani. All the group at Govardhan are serving Radharani. They actually have no connection with Krishna. From Govardhan they go to Radhakunda and Shyamakunda and arrange many things. The Ashtakaliya Leela happens there, not elsewhere. And one who exclusively wants to serve Radha Krishna will think about these pastimes. But we shall not think of such things now. With our mundane body and mind, we cannot think about that. Dhamera Svarupa Spuribe Nayane Haiba Radhara Dasi. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that while chanting, we will forget our body consciousness, and at that time our main form as a servitor to Srimati Radharani will manifest. That is a very high thing, but immediately we will not consider such things, because we are sure to make offense to Radha Krishna and the devotees. We say Vrindavan, but Vrindavan means all associated places combined. That is Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, etc. Shyamakunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan, Karindi Jamuna Jaya, Jaya Mahavan, etc. All these places and more are included in Vrindavan. And in this village of Vrindavan, Krishna is engaged in many different types of leela. In this place, Krishna's leela is going on in many areas. We are here in Vrindavan and praying that we may find somewhere for our Srila Sridhar Swami Seva Ashram. I do not know where Radharani will give us a place, but it is approachable only by prayer. We can only pray, please give some entrance. Actually, Radharani does not give entrance. Admission is granted by the Sakhis, the girlfriends of Radharani. Especially, we are in the group of Lalita Devi, and in that group, Rupa Manjari is the head of the Manjari section, and Lalita Devi is our mistress. Our prayer is that she will take us and engage us in service. We are very hopeful because Lalita Devi's mood is very open, something like that of Nityananda Prabhu. She is very affectionate with all, and she is the head of all the Sakhis. The Ashta Sakhis, the eight principal gopis, are Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champakalata, Tungavidya, Indurekha, Sudevi, and Rangadevi. Lalita Devi is the leader of that group. She has a special group, and through them she arranges for maintaining the service to Radharani. She is the head mistress of our spiritual form. We are now in mundane bodies, so we will not think of that. Still, that is our goal of life. Therefore, we must worship that with our full regard, and we must not make any offense in the Dham. It is very difficult to stay in Vrindavan Dham. We must have an exclusive service mood to Radha Krishna, and that can give us some place here. By the mercy of Lalita Devi, through our Srila Guru Maharaj and Rupa Goswami, it is possible to get that. And if in that way we try to see everything, then no problem will come to us. We are so fortunate that we have reached, by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, Vrindavan Dham. Actually, Vrindavan is in the transcendental world, and we cannot reach that transcendental plane with our mundane body. But here we have some special facility by the mercy of Mahaprabhu as well as Srimati Radharani. We are like bees who try to take honey from a tightly sealed honey pot, but they may give us some chance to attach with that transcendental world. The pot is solid, and the bees cannot remove the seal and take the honey. This is an example only, but still, from it we can understand what our position is like. The bees are on the outside of the bottle, and our position is similar, but we are also near the honey. We can enter Vrindavan Dham by the mercy of Radharani, but she is engaged with the service of Sri Krishna, and she has no time to see to us. But by the mercy of her finest, closest, and topmost associate, Lalita Devi, we may gain a chance to enter. Lalita Devi is the leader of the group of Sakhis, the friends of Radharani. She is very merciful and can give us admission to Braj Dham, Vrindavan Dham. But here is one question. Do we want that or not? We hear about Vrindavan Dham, but we hear through our mundane senses and with our mundane feelings. Some essence, however, is coming through that, and we express, we like Vrindavan Dham. But like Sri Harinam Mahamantra, Vrindavan Dham is also transcendental. If we want to enter there, we need some special mercy of Srimati Radharani through her associates, and we can only get that with our super-hankering mood. Srila Rupa Goswami said, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Matihi Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Mulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukritar Na Labhyate. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can do many auspicious services to the Lord, but that is not the cause of the real hankering necessary for service to Vrindavan Dham. We need to have the association of the associates of Braj Dham, hear the Leela of Krishna, and engage in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, etc. With that kind of activity in our devotional path, inspiration can come to us, and by the causeless mercy of Srimati Radharani, that kind of devotional hankering can enter our heart. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Matihi. It is very rare in this mundane world, but that is our super goal of life. We need it. We cannot touch that ecstatic leela through our mundane body, but we may understand it a little through our preceptorial master's line, the Guru Parampara. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govindaha Savakarana Karanam. From Sri Brahma Sanhita, quote, "The Supreme Lord, the embodiment of truth, consciousness and joy, is Govinda, Krishna. He is beginningless, the origin of all that be, and the cause of all causes." Close quote. That is his position. Nama chintamanihi Krishnas chaitanya rasa vigraha purna shuddho nitya mukto binadvan nama naminoho. The holy name and Krishna are non-different. Both are transcendental. Therefore, through our mundane knowledge and mundane activity, we cannot touch that ecstasy. In the Upanishads, it is said, Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo na medhaya na bahuna shrutena yam evaisha vrinute tena labhyas tasyaisa atma vivrinute tanung svam. Quote, "The Supreme Lord is not attained by preaching, by vast intelligence, nor by knowing very expertly the Vedas. He is attained only by one who he himself chooses. To such a person he manifests his own form." End of quote. When from the upper level causeless mercy comes and touches a fallen soul, he can understand, "Something is touching me, and that thing is very exalted and auspicious." An example is that if an ant is running past me and I touch it, the ant can understand it is being touched. All is under my control, not his. When I lift my finger, he then thinks, "Oh, whatever came and touched me has now gone away." In this situation, he has no possibility to exert his personality. He has no free will to control the situation. Krishna is like that. When that transcendental knowledge himself comes down and touches us, at that time we can understand it. Otherwise there is no possibility for us to understand. It is not mechanical. One possibility is there. Yam evaisha vrinute tena labhyas. If we take shelter with our full unalloyed devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, then Krishna must be merciful to us, and that gives us some hope. It is up to the sweet will of Krishna, but in this way we can gain some position and enter into the transcendental world. Why are we doing other types of activities, such as worshipping, etc.? It is our practice for devoting everything, including ourselves, unto the lotus feet of Krishna. In this way, we are trying to practice. But Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja Aham tvam sarva paapibhyo moksha yishyami ma shuchaha. Quote, "Totally rejecting all kinds of religion, take shelter of me exclusively. I will liberate you from all kinds of sins. Do not despair." Close quote. And yat karoshi yat ashnashi yat johoshi didashi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva mad arpanam. Quote, "O Arjuna, son of Kunti, whichever action you perform, whether general or scriptural, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, whatever you give in charity, and whichever austerity you perform or vow you keep, all that you perform should be as an offering unto me." Close quote. There are many shlokas like this. Another one is, Daivihyesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etang tarantite. Quote, "This otherworldly, supernatural, external potency of mine, composed of three modes of nature, most certainly is difficult to cross. However, those who take shelter exclusively in me alone, and who completely surrender unto me, they certainly are able to surpass this almost insurmountable illusion. Close quote. Krishna wants full surrender unto his lotus feet, and if we do this, he will take our full responsibility. And when he takes us, our bodies will become transcendental. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpana, se kale Krishna tare kare atma sama, se deha kare tara chid anandamaya, aprakrita dehe tara charana bhajaya. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. When the conditioned soul takes shelter under the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, Krishna takes him and provides for him whatever he may lack. He gives to him whatever is necessary, making him complete in that transcendental position. The main thing is devotion. A fully surrendered soul has no responsibility for himself. Manasa deho geho yo kichu mor arpelu tua pare nanda kishor. Sampare bipare jivane marane dai mama gela tua o para bharane, etc. From Sharanagati. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, quote, whatever I have, everything I am offering unto the lotus feet of Krishna. I do not know what I have, but whatever it may be, please take that for your service. From this day on, I have no responsibility for myself. You may maintain this body or not, this is your matter, not mine. I shall only try to serve your holy lotus feet. Close quote. When the conditioned soul takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna takes that conditioned soul as his own property. Raksha karabi tuhu nishchaya jani phana karubung ham jamuna pani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Sharanagati, quote, you must save us. It is your duty. I know. So what fear can I have? I can jump into the polluted waters of the Kaliya lake without fear. I can do anything. Close quote. Here we can see the main thing. Faith in Krishna. The faithful world, that is the real transcendental world. In that world, faith is the very ground, the very foundation. When we live there with our full faith, we will attain the highest result of highest benefit in life. One example you may have heard, if a police officer chases some thieves but mistakenly kills someone, all liability for his actions, even his mistakes, goes to the government and not to the police officer. His responsibility is only towards capturing the thieves. That is his duty. This is the main point. After self-surrender, the result of what we do goes to Krishna and does not come to us. But that surrender must be perfect. This is the first quality of the conditioned soul. After that, everything depends on Krishna, and only he knows in which way he will take the charge of the conditioned soul. Through the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees, you can understand what is the will of Krishna and what is not. If you try to gain that knowledge and maintain your devotion within that environment, you will have no fear from anywhere. This advice comes within the category of our primary and secondary education, but the superposition comes by the mercy of the associates of Srimati Radharani. If we have super hankering, then it will come to us. Who has some special quality of hankering, hankering for Madhura Rasa, he will get it. It is true. Only hankering after that leela can give us a little chance. In the pastimes of Srila Das Goswami, we can see Ashabharair Amrita Sindhu Mayai Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratanghi Tvanchet Kripang Mayi Vidhasyasi Naiva King Me Pranair Braje Macha Baroru Bakarinapi. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami passed his life, some 80 years, in Vrindavan Dham with his special type of hankering. He showed by his position and through his leela how this mood of hankering can come to the jiva soul and in what a super way it can come. Sriman Mahaprabhu showed all kinds of bhavas, including Mahabhava, in this mundane world. He tasted it, Krishna himself tasted it, and the auspicious souls can see it as well as his paraphernalia and his associates. For the auspicious soul, everything shows him in which way he will proceed to his destination. Das Goswami said, quote, "I am only waiting for your mercy, O Radharani. If you do not give that, I think my life is spoiled in Vrindavan Dham. Even I do not want the mercy of Krishna. What shall I do with Krishna if your mercy is not present there? You are the supreme servitor of Krishna, and only under your guidance do I want that service. Without your connection, I will not get it. I know that, and it is 100% sure. Krishna has many forms, but Radha Sangar Yada Bhati Tada Madana Mohitaha. When you are with Krishna, we can see that Krishna is in his fully ecstatic form. Therefore, I need your mercy. My whole time I have spent for your mercy. My only prayer is, please give your mercy on my head. I need to serve your lotus feet. I do not want the association of Krishna without you. Such service to Krishna has no value. Krishna will not be happy without your service, and I want to do your service." Close quote. Krishna says in the Shastra, "Mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas, te me bhaktatamaha mataha." Quote, "My dear Partha, one who claims to be my devotee is not really so. Only a person who is the devotee is actually my devotee." Close quote. We can see many shlokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and other places expressing this point. So Srila Das Goswami says, quote, "Krishna himself is very pleased with the association of his devotees. Therefore I need your mercy. Only this is my hope. One day I must get it, but I have passed my whole life here in Radhakund, and still I do not have it." Close quote. In this way, Srila Das Goswami is praying. His ambition is only to serve Srimati Radharani, and it is by the special mercy of the associates of Srimati Radharani that we may get that kind of hankering. Srila Narottam Thakur wrote in one song, "Nitaye karuna hobe, braje Radha Krishna pabe." Nityananda Prabhu can give us admission there. He can give us the passport. But only the associates of Srimati Radharani can give us the visa to enter into that world, that faithful service world. So we pray to our Srila Guru Maharaj. He is the non-different representation of Srimati Radharani. Acharyang mang vijaniyan, navamanyeta karhichit. Namacha buddhyasu yeta savadeva mayo guruhu. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna himself appears in the form of Guru, but when we will see the real form of Guru, then we will understand that he is the supreme servitor of Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Guru Vashtaka says, "Yasya prasadan bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagati kutopi, chayang stuvangs tasya yashas trisandhyam, vande guruho shri charanaravindam." And, "Nikunja yuno rati kalisidyai, ya yalibhir yuktir apekshaniya, tatrati dhakshyad ati valabhasya, vande guruho shri charanaravindam." From these shlokas, we can see the position of Sri Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said that if we realize in a higher way, we can see Gurudev as Srimati Radharani. That means the supreme servitor of Sri Krishna. To gain that vision, we need the mercy of our Srila Guru Maharaj. Without such mercy, we cannot enter the garden of reality, the beautiful, that transcendental world. By the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj, we are gathered together here and asking for the mercy of the lotus feet of Gurudev. If Srila Guru Maharaj, with his full wave of mercy, will break into our hearts, then we must gain admission within that transcendental world. Many times Srila Guru Maharaj explained and praised Krishna Leela, and every time he would give us some clue. We must follow the service mood of Lalita Devi. Lalita Devi's mood is 24 hours a day, continuous service, and such mood spreads throughout her group. Not only that, but all groups are enlightened by the service of Lalita Devi. So it is necessary to get their mercy, and it is possible only by the grace of our Srila Guru Maharaj, and not by any other way. This is because he commands the position of the holder of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. He is the super of Lalita Devi, and that servitor is Srimati Rupa Mandari. Sriman Mahaprabhu gave charge of his Sampradaya to Srila Rupa Goswami. In this way we are connected, and we must one day fulfill our divine aspiration for their service. This is our only hope. That ends chapter 4 of Divine Guidance, Within the Holy Dhamma.